What do you get when you cross a rooster and a duck?
I don't know what.
A bird that gets up at the quack of dawn.
It's time for the Children's Hour. Kids Public Radio.
You can have all the money in your hands, all the possessions anyone can ever have, but it's all worthless treasure. True worth is only measured not by what you got, but what you got in your heart. You can have everything, but what does it mean? It all means nothing if you don't stand up for something. You can't just talk the talk, you got to walk that walk. Yes, you do. It all means nothing if you don't stand up for something. And I stand up for you. And I stand up for you. Yes, I will. Yes, I will. You do the best, do the best that you can do. Then you can look in the mirror, proud of who's looking back at you. Define the life you're living, not by what you take, but what you're keeping. And if you bet on love, there's no way you'll ever lose. Take a stand, make a stand for what's right. It's always worth, always worth the fight. It all means nothing, and if you don't stand up for something, you can't just talk the talk, you got to walk that walk. Yes, you do.
Cause I understand, ain't here to judge, just to take a stand. The greater plan's the creator's plan. Let's all rise like the day began. Reach out and touch with the Savior's hand. On rock we stand like his native land. Let the ways of love be the ways of man.
It all means nothing, oh, if you don't stand.
Andra Day and Common from Marshall, the original motion picture soundtrack, right here on the Children's Hour. I am Katie Stone. I am really glad to be with everyone today, including all of the kids on Zoom with us. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
And who's with us today?
Happy day. It's Maya.
Hello. It's Isaac.
Hi, it's Lucas.
Cock-a-doodle-doo. It's Maya Lou.
Hello, it's Zen.
Hello, it's Amadeus.
Hi, it's Illuminata.
Hi, it's Octavia.
Hello, it's Evan.
Hi, it's Airdrie.
Hi, it's Flo.
Well, everyone, I am so glad you're with us here on Zoom and out there in listener land. Today on the show, we're going to be learning about Black American history, because Black history is American history. Our guest is Dr. Marcia Hardiman. She's a professor in the Department of Africana Studies at the University of New Mexico here in Albuquerque. There are so many cool things that were invented by Black inventors that we just take for granted every day. And we are also going to meet Deborah Carnes Padilla. And she wants to make us aware of one of the most common birth defects that kids can have, congenital heart defects. We're going to learn a lot more about them. You can find a lot of pictures and links and a lot more information about this show at childrenshour.org. Look for Black History is American History. This is Ashiba.
Every day, everywhere, another baby's born. Let's sing them all a beautiful welcome song. Some born weak and little, and others big and strong. They all deserve a beautiful welcome song. Hum and whisper it in their ears, and with a great big smile, show them that we care. A burst of joy, give them as the early morning sunrise. A beautiful welcome song. A beautiful welcome song. Every day and everywhere, another baby creature's born, oh yeah. Let's sing them all a beautiful welcome song. Some born weak and little, and others big and strong. They all deserve a beautiful welcome song. Cause, like a tree planted in the fertile ground, they'll bring forth their fruits in due season. Let's give them all a sense of purpose and reason. A beautiful welcome song, give them now. A beautiful welcome song. Welcome, wishing you a sweet life. Welcome, full with bliss. Welcome, lots of joy. Come on now, for everyone. Welcome, I'm wishing you a sweet life. Welcome, full up with bliss. Welcome, lots of joy. For every little girl and boy right now, a beautiful welcome song. A beautiful welcome, beautiful welcome. A beautiful welcome song. Welcome. Welcome.
That was Ashiba from welcome. In the Kids Zone. You're listening to the Children's Hour, and we're with Dr. Marcia Hardiman. She is a professor of Africana Studies at the University of New Mexico here in Albuquerque. Thank you so much for being with us on the Children's
Hour. It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Let's start with sort of the basics. People don't think about New Mexico or the South. When we talk about Black History Month, I never, ever hear about our area.
I actually usually begin any information with students, with community people, in schools, in churches, wherever, by reminding people that the word history means exactly what it says. It is his story. The person who has the power of the pen gets to write down the story. So very often, many of us whose stories are not reflected in the books are not there because we were not the writers. So Black people, brown people, red people, yellow people, poor white people's stories and her stories, women's stories, are generally missing from American history books. So it's not unusual that the Black history of the Southwest is missing. Actually, Black history, which is our history collectively of the whole United States, is pretty much missing from our storybooks. So we had the pleasure of unearthing those things and rediscovering them. I hate to say discover because the information has always been there, but I just get so excited when I get to share. And my students say constantly, wow, how come nobody ever told me this before? And I can remember feeling that same way as a young person, because I probably learned two names, Crispus Attucks and, I don't know, maybe Martin Luther King when I was in school. But I was in school at a time that Dr. King was in the civil rights movement, so it wasn't an historic account at that point. It was a current issue that was discussed. But as I went through college and was exposed to some other courses, and then later had the privilege of working with Father Boniface Hardin, the first Black priest I had ever met in Indiana. I'm an Indiana University graduate, and his friend, Sister Jane, who taught in the inner city schools there. Jane, as an historian, did a lot of original research, and I sat in her class for 8, 10, 12 weeks just learning tons of stuff. And it fueled my fire. I just get excited to get to share it.
Oh, we're happy to hear more. Yeah, please.
Was there slavery in New Mexico?
There was a controversy about which states beyond the eastern states would be slave states. New Mexico was one of those that debated whether or not we would be a slave state. But here's the problem with starting with slavery. There's a ton of Black history way before slavery. Let's go there.
I want to know that.
Oh, and that's why I love to teach this. So one of the things that I brought for our young people is to tell the stories of how Black people came here.
The photos that Dr. Hardiman brought our crew are posted to childrenshour.org under the episode Black History is American History.
They came here as freed people at the beginning. They were not slaves for the first almost 100 years as they moved in and about from the 1600s forward. They came from big, wonderful countries where there were kings and queens and princes, and they did marvelous, wonderful things that we've never heard of. So here is a Black king, very gorgeous, very handsome, would you say?
Ooh.
Yes, and yeah, this is a queen. This is Queen Nzinga, who was actually an amazing warrior queen. When her people were captive, she led the battle to actually free them. It's almost like our own story here in the United States of the Revolutionary War. And we wonder, how did we get these pictures? Well, as people traveled, they would not have a camera. You know, we have a lot of technology. Mm-hmm. But they would take artists along with them, as did the explorers. And they would draw the pictures of the people that they met. So these people were so smart, they built the University of Timbuktu, a real place.
Wow, and that still exists, by the way.
That still exists.
Doesn't that have the oldest library?
Oldest library, you're smart. And performed the first eye surgery.
Whoa, in Timbuktu!
In the 1600s. This is the same time that these Black people are building the Sphinx, which still is standing. We're talking 2,000 years of construction that's still standing. The great, who knows what these are?
Pyramids.
Pyramids.
But I'll bet you didn't know that Black people built them. So a lot of people don't know, as our children study the great civilizations. Uh-oh. Who knows the three great civilizations that we study?
Let's see. Get Greece, to the mic. Yeah, go ahead.
Mesopotamia.
No.
One? Go ahead.
Rome.
Rome is one. Excellent.
Greece, Rome.
Yeah, and
go ahead over here. Into your
Egypt.
Mic.
Egypt, you go, baby. All right. Those are the great civilizations. But when I grew up in school, nobody ever showed us pictures of these people, and nobody ever showed us a map that connected Egypt with wherever else it sits in the world. I dare you to go home today and look up where Egypt is on the world globe. Does anybody know?
Kind of in the northern end of Africa.
Ah, I love about this kid? The northeastern area, the northeastern quadrant of the continent of Africa. Now, most people really don't have a clue where in the world Egypt is, so it doesn't occur to them that these amazing structures are built by Black people and have lasted for all these years. Well, those people were captured. Very unfortunate. There were needs in this country as people came from Europe and they needed free labor, and they tried lots of different ways to enslave people. By the way, non-Christians were the first slaves here in America, but because they looked like everybody else, it was easy for them to escape and blend in. And they tried with Native Americans. And when the Portuguese began to come and to bring Black people that they sold like they were a chair or a desk, they found that they could have free labor, and they built a lot of things. But even while they were in slavery, these people began to invent things. They were doing a lot of work.
Let's talk more about that in just a little bit. You're listening to the Children's Hour. This is Dr. Marcia Hardiman. She's from the University of New Mexico's Department of Africana Studies.
I love everybody.
I love everybody. I love everybody in my heart. I love everybody. I love everybody. I love everybody in my heart.
I love everybody. I love everybody. I love everybody in my heart. I love everybody. I love everybody.
You're listening to The Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio. We'll be right back.
The Children's Hour is produced by The Children's Hour Incorporated, a New Mexico-based educational nonprofit that is supported by listeners just like you. You can learn how you can help make Kids Public Radio at childrenshour.org. The New Mexico Department of Cultural Affairs supports the Children's Hour. Celebrate diverse cultural communities of New Mexico at nmculture.org.